Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Felicia. May I please have your zip code to locate an account?
35810.
Thank you for that information and your first and last name.
Annie Haygood.
Thank you, Ms. Haygood, for that information. I've located an account. May I please have your shipping address for security measures?
P.O. Box 3192, Huntsville, Alabama.
Thank you for that information as well. I am showing where an order was placed for the Vibe watch that keeps track of your heart rate as well as your exercise regimen, as well as, and that was with the shipping insurance. And how may I assist you with that today?
About, because you all have charged $59.97 to my account, which I didn't approve of $59.97. I don't know what it is and what it's for. The only thing I paid for is $7.92 for the watch.
Okay, I do apologize. The $7.92 was for the shipping of the watch, and it's stated in the terms and conditions.
Yes. That was the subtotal of the watch.
No, ma'am, that was for the shipping of the watch. It was a 14-day trial where we shipped a 30-day supply of the product to see if it's something that worked for you. And in the event that the product didn't work or you did not want to continue to have the product, it did state that you would have to call back to cancel the product as well as ship that product back to us within that 14-day time frame. So it is outside of the 14-day time frame, so it did bill you for the price of that watch for $59.97.
Okay, because I'm looking at my packing slip. It didn't say anything like that. It just said the item. It's a watch. And then it gives the description. The price is $7.92. The quantity was one. The extended price was $7.92. The total.
Right. The information was on the website where you placed the order in the terms and conditions.
I placed the order through CVS, and it was telling me that the watch was $7.92. And I ordered the watch because it was for a Christmas gift, and I just not opened it and looked at my bill, and I see you all at $9.97.
Okay, well, ma'am, I do apologize for that misunderstanding. So if you want to continue to have the watch, I can take 35% off of the watch and allow you to keep the watch.
Okay, if 35% is how much? Because
give me one
I said
second.
All out of the The email I read, I guess it was misleading because I thought I would only pay the $7 and something for it.
So that leaves you to pay $38.96 for the watch.
And that's in addition to the $7 and something that I had because the shipping supposed to have been zero.
Okay, the shipping is what you initially paid for.
Okay, because when I pulled it up on CVS, it gave me a credit, and that's why I ordered it. They brought it down to that amount. So I don't know what's going on with this.
Okay, so maybe there was a misunderstanding, ma'am, but initially because it started as a trial, so I'm sure that it probably took you over to a different website to place the order because it's not one of CVS's products. It's our product. So I'm sure that it took you over to another website. And it had terms and conditions on the website, and it was a $7.92 charge for the shipping, which goes directly to the United States Post Office.
Yeah, that was misleading then. Is there any way that I can return this back and get my total amount back? Because is this so misleading?
Okay, well, ma'am, I do apologize for the misunderstanding. Now, if you would like to keep that watch, then I am able to speak with my supervisor to see if she can cut that price down to a 50% discount, which making you pay $29.97.
Still, how would you all have to do a credit back to my account?
Right, and we will do that credit back to the account. It does take 3 to 5 business days to see that refund.
Okay, now, can I just go ahead and send it back?
Okay, so give me 1 second. So what's going to happen when you send that watch back? I'm going to provide it to you. Give me 1 second to make sure. Okay, so I'm going to extend it for 7 days, and we have to receive that watch within the 7 days. If it's not received in within the 7 days or in the condition of when it was sent to you, then I don't know. I don't think that there's a refund. But I will go ahead and provide to you the information so that you can send that watch back. Just give me 1 moment.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, and I am still here on the line. Just continue to bear with me for one moment.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for holding. I do apologize for the wait. So it does look like also that there's going to be a $9.95 restocking fee that's going to be subtracted from the amount of the refund.
So $9.
That's so, correct. $9.95.
So that's so the $7.95, I don't even get that back.
No, ma'am, that was for the shipping that goes to the United States Post Office.
Okay. All right. What do I need to do to return this back?
Give me 1 second. I'm going to provide to you that information.
Do I send it back through UPS?
No, ma'am, you can send it back through regular mail. Just give me one moment. Yes, ma'am. So just give me 1 second. I am going to provide to you that address.
Okay.
So that you're able to send that watch back. Okay, and the address is going to be 206.
One second. I lost my pen.
Yes, ma'am.
2066.
Correct. North.
North.
Capital.
Okay.
Avenue.
Okay.
That's Suite 3010.
Okay.
And that's going to be San Jose, California.
And spell that for me.
S-A-N space J-O-S-E.
Okay.
And then that's California.
Okay.
95132.
Okay. So even though the address is different where it came from?
Yes, that is where you would ship that product back to.
Okay, what else do I need to say on the envelope when I ship it back?
You just have to put that address on it. And just give me 1 second. I'm speaking with the supervisor for a moment as well.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I'm still waiting on a response from the supervisor, so just continue to hold tight for me. I'm going to place you on another brief hold.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, and I do apologize for the extended hold time. Just give me 1 second.
Okay, can you just hold? Well, that's okay. I'll still hold. Hold on. Okay, I'm waiting.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you for holding. I do apologize for the wait. So, okay, so I was just advised that I provide the refund back for you minus that restocking fee. That restocking fee is $9.97. So just, I'm sorry, $9.95. So just give me 1 second. Okay, and that's $50.02. That's going to be your refund. It does take 3 to 5 business days to see that refund back to the account.
Okay. Okay, and what's your name if I don't see the refund back?
Okay, my name is Felicia.
Okay. And this is a good number to get you on.
That's correct, but you will just have the next available representative. I don't have a direct line.
Okay. So are you going to go ahead and make the refund available now?
Yes, ma'am. And you have to still send that product back.
I'm going to put it in the mail and send it to the back to this address you just gave me.
Yes, ma'am.
And you say I should see my refund in 3 days?
3 to 5 business days.
Okay. All right. Then I want to see it on my account then.
Okay, and thank you for contacting customer support. Have a good day.
All right, bye-bye.